What antidepressant is preferred in restless leg syndrome?
Bupropion is the preferred option here.
Is there an association between restless leg syndrome, RLS, and mood disorders?
Yes, there is a clear link, with depression, anxiety, and panic disorder all noted as conditions associated with restless leg syndrome.
Which antidepressants can cause or worsen RLS?
The worsening effect is most pronounced with mirtazapine, and duloxetine can make symptoms worse as well. On the other hand, escitalopram and citalopram seem to have the least pronounced impact among the listed antidepressants.
Is RLS heritable?
Yes, it is strongly heritable, and researchers have identified specific genetic risk variants, or single nucleotide polymorphisms, across several different genes.
What is the prevailing pathophysiology hypothesis for RLS?
The leading theory is that a central iron deficiency in the brain causes downstream dopaminergic dysfunction, which ultimately drives the restless leg symptoms.
What is the first step when evaluating and treating a patient with RLS?
The very first step should be a thorough review of the individual's medication list, paying close attention to dopamine agonists and antidepressants, as these can actively cause symptoms or lead to augmentation.
What antidepressant is considered safer in RLS, less likely to worsen symptoms?
Bupropion, or Wellbutrin, is considered a safer choice because its specific dopaminergic activity makes it much less likely to aggravate restless leg symptoms.
What are non-pharmacologic treatments for RLS?
Some effective non-drug options include regular physical exercise and the use of an FDA-cleared vibratory counterstimulation device.
What do guidelines recommend for iron replacement in RLS?
The guidelines recommend starting iron supplementation whenever an individual's ferritin level drops below roughly 50 to 75 nanograms per milliliter.
What is the strategy to manage augmentation of RLS from dopamine agonists?
The standard strategy is to transition the individual away from the dopamine agonist and switch them either to an alpha-2-delta calcium channel ligand, like gabapentin or pregabalin, or to a longer-acting dopamine agonist.
What can be used for refractory RLS?
For cases that are completely resistant to standard treatments, opioids can be considered as a therapeutic option.
Now we transition to sleep apnea. What are the symptoms of obstructive sleep apnea, OSA?
The classic symptoms include loud snoring, witnessed episodes of apnea or gasping, waking up repeatedly due to breathing disruptions, significant daytime sleepiness, and difficulties with short-term memory or concentration.